This morning, I wanted to do something a little different besides a sermon. This is going to be more of a reading with commentary, and I'm going to be reading from Psalm 107, which is a beautiful Thanksgiving song that's a psalm and song that's filled with stories of how God has redeemed God's people. And so I'm going to read this, and I invite you to just receive the words. And again, I'm going to stop several times and offer a comment here and there. And that's going to be our message for the day. But the service is really all leading up to our chance to share our Thanksgiving. And so that's where we're going today. Hear now the word of the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. I'll just stop there for a minute and just note that Thanksgiving is a command. This is an invitation and a command to God's people. Give thanks. Give thanks. No matter what's going on, we can give thanks because of this one fact: God's steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those he redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. So this week, as Thanksgiving comes, is our opportunity to fulfill that command, to tell your story. If you've experienced redemption from God, tell that story. It's a story that we don't tell enough. Tell your story that God has gathered you in. He's gathered you in into his family and given you a story to tell. Now we begin some of these different kinds of stories. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to an inhabited town. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way until they reached an inhabited town. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind, for he satisfies the thirsty, and the hungry he fills with good things. As I read that story, I want to encourage you and all of us to find Christ in our stories. The early church fathers would read the scriptures and they would say, where is Christ in this? And in this one in particular, he satisfies the thirsty. Jesus is the one who said, I am the water of life. I'm living water. And the hungry he fills with good things. This is what Mary proclaimed that God was doing on Jesus' birth. He is filling the hungry with good things, and Jesus calls himself the bread of life. And so this is a story of redemption. We find Christ in it, and I wonder where Christ is in your story this morning. Some sat in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and in irons, for they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. Their hearts were bowed down with hard labor. They fell down with no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and gloom and broke the bonds asunder. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind, for he shatters the doors of bronze and cuts in two the bars of iron. And I want to offer that each of these stories expresses the struggle of life. That's where they all start. This one began, some sat in darkness and in gloom, prisoners. They'd rebelled. And so it's both the darkness and the struggle of the world and of our own sin and the things that we've done that have made messes for ourselves that we then get stuck in and trapped in. And it's important for us as we tell our stories to share the struggle. And this is not the same as complaining. Complaining is a way of distancing ourselves from something and saying, oh, it's this thing is just bad. What the psalmist is doing is entering into the depths of life's struggle and of our human realities. And that's part of the story we tell. It has to be part of the story we tell. Some were sick through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities endured affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind, and let them offer thanksgiving sacrifices and tell of his deeds with songs of joy. I've said this before, but the scriptures are not just a book about people who lived a long time ago. They're invitations to find yourself in the story. So even as we find Christ in the story of redemption, as we read the scriptures, and even as we read through these five stories from Psalm 107, where are you in that? Where is your story? Where is your struggle? Where is your hope? Where are the things that you've been grateful for? When was a time that you were sick? When you endured affliction? When you felt like you were drawing near the gates of death? When you thought maybe even it would all be over? Where are you in that story? And the scriptures are always an invitation to enter this story, because it's not just their story. It's our story. It's the story of the people of God. Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the mighty waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven, they went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their calamity. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end. So I'm going to stop there. I wasn't going to stop there. This, of course, this is an image of a ship in a storm going up and high and down. They can't even walk. And I wonder, maybe you've had that experience on a boat, but maybe you've had that experience in life. Up and down and staggering, like, I don't know where to go next. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know what God has for me. Your courage melted away. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out from their distress. He made the storm still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Can we find Christ in that story? Calming the waves and the storm. Speaking words, be still. Then they were glad because they had quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. Let them extol him in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of elders. In these next words, I'm going to invite you to see the patterns of human life and of God's work in the world. Because none of our lives are exactly the same as anyone else's, and yet there are similar patterns to our stories. Despair and redemption. God turning things upside down, we see over and over again. The cross and resurrection. These are the patterns of the story. Blessing and struggle and redemption. So the psalmist writes, he turns rivers into a desert. Has your life ever felt like that? Springs of water into thirsty ground. A fruitful land into a salty waste because of the wickedness of its inhabitants. And then he turns a desert into pools of water, a parched land into springs of water, and there he lets the hungry live, and they establish a town to live in. They sow fields and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield. By his blessing they multiply greatly, and he does not let their cattle decrease. Did you hear the pattern? Everything seems to be going well, and then all of a sudden it's dry and desolate. But then God moves his people into a place of flourishing and healing and abundance.